Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gowell. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Staying indoors a lot, thinking about running a tub full of ice water to just lounge in, but, you know, since we don't have a horse trough on the back porch.
Exactly.
Speaking of lounging, that is something you have not been doing for a few weeks because of fair season, and you've got some updates for us.
Yes, we had a wonderful fair. Even though it was, you know, pretty toasty outside, we had a lot of people turn out just to visit the fair, as well as a lot of people to bring things down to enter to see if they can get that coveted blue ribbon. And open classes, one of the classes that folks don't always know a lot about, and I touch on things like our pie contest, but there's a whole lot more to it than just the pie contest. But speaking of pie, I would love to thank everybody for bringing their pies out this year at the King Arthur Pie Contest at the Miami County Fair. We had 19 pies entered, everything from gooseberry to blue barb, and with the auction that goes along with the pie contest, we raised over $2,000 for the Miami County Fair Association. So it was a huge success.
That's great.
Yes, it was awesome. But I'll tell you, we're talking gooseberry to blue barb, but the big pie of the night was definitely peach pie. We had several peach pie entries, and the top two prizes, both first and second, were peach. Teresa Bullinger was the lucky winner with her peach pie. And our second place pie was made by Alice Ann Ishmael, peach as well. And then coming up in third place, Mary Jo Shelton threw in that coveted all-time favorite apple pie. So we had a great time and obviously raised a lot of money, which is helpful to the fair board as well. So just a lot of turnout. Our top-selling pie, I always get that question, which one sold for the greatest amount of money? It was a strawberry rhubarb pie that brought $195. So,
hokey smokes, Bullwinkle.
For now.
That's amazing, but
yeah,
more power to him. That's terrific.
Yes, it was wonderful, and it was beautifully decorated and had lots of fun. And the adult pie contest gets a lot of publicity because it is a fundraiser, but we also have a youth pie contest that takes place during the regular fair. And that contest was actually won by a peach pie, a young lady by the name of Freya Barnes. And not only was this a peach pie, it was actually a smoked peach pie.
Ooh.
That she did in her dad's smoker and did a beautiful lattice top. So she spent a lot of time putting that together. So I see that creativity when she gets older, hopefully coming into that adult contest.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Lots of pies, but open class, just to remind everybody, is not just kids. It's kids and adults. And we have a lot of different categories. And in most of the categories, we give an overall grand champion and champion ribbon. And I haven't gotten to really compare all the results, but in the results that I've gotten to take a look at so far, believe it or not, these kids are beating us adults out hand and fist. Food preservation, our grand champion in food preservation was a young man with his grape jelly by the name of Cooper Gaynor. When we look at our horticulture department, our number one overall horticulture item was a young man by the name of Gage Yeagle, and he had this beautiful head of cabbage. So he took home the grand prize over all of our vegetables that were brought in, was won by his cabbage, and that's kids and adults, and we had a lot of entries this year. And believe it or not, Gage is pretty versatile because he also won grand champion in our foods with his yeast rolls. So lots of kids out there showing up, our adults. Our ceramics was won by a young lady by the name of Rachel Astrup. So the arts class was also won by a youth by the name of Haley Jones, and she did this beautiful design print of a buffalo head. So it was just fantastic as well. And one of the fun classes that I always like to see the results from is our Seeds for Kids program. And we've got these youngsters out there battling each other for all kinds of fun trophies. The Best Marigold was won by Braden Garcia. The Best Zucchini was won by Kelby Miller. Sammy Jabowski won the Best Zinnia. And the Tallest Sunflower was grown by Adela Flanders, and I saw that sunflower stalk myself, and it literally went from the ground all the way up the supporting pole of our building where we show our horticulture and floral displays and so forth. So that was a very tall, I don't know the exact inches on it, but it was a very, very tall sunflower. So
monster sunflower.
It's always so much fun to see the kids show and the kids win. Another class that I get asked a lot about is the quilt classes. They're very, very popular. We had a lot of quilts this year. We did have a youth beginning quilt award that was awarded to Elena Hambleton. And then our overall beginning quilter, Sharon Schrader, won that with her quilt. Our best of show for the whole quilt department was awarded to Kathy Scott. And then we had a grand champion awarded to Catherine Kane and a reserve grand to Cecilia Cuser. So just lots of good turnout. I encourage folks, look at your local fairs and check out the open class and check out the exhibits that are indoors, because there are huge treasures to admire and look forward to for the next year. And, you know, as we wrap things up this year and get everything buttoned up and ready for next year, we just continue to encourage folks to come out and support your local county fairs. It's a great time for everyone.
That sounds like a great time. Congratulations to everybody who, I mean, even just taking the time out to be a part of it is definitely worthy of congratulations, I'd say.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sorry I missed the pie auction myself. That sounds like that was a doozy. But there's something special about every fair, and not just the fair itself, but now that we've gotten past the actual in the middle of it part, you've got wrap-up work and everything to do, follow-ups. Do you have meetings and things to discuss? Here's what went really well. Here's what we might need to address next time. Is that what you're in the middle of now?
Absolutely. So what we're in the process of doing now is, you know, a fair is only made possible by all of the volunteers that are out there helping. And just a huge shout out to the volunteers and a thank you to all of the time and effort that they put in. This is not Kathy sitting down and awarding all of these ribbons. We have a huge group of volunteers that help us out. And I ask volunteers every year, as well as my counterparts in 4-H and our livestock and agriculture departments, we ask for feedback from all of our volunteers. And, you know, we ask exactly what you're saying. What are the good things that happen and what are the things that we need to work on? And based on that feedback, we make a lot of changes and adjustments. Maybe there are classes that we have in our fair book that we haven't had any entries in a long time, so we don't need to have those classes. And maybe there's an interest in other areas where we're seeing folks bring in particular items, and maybe we need to add some additional classes. So all of that is taken into consideration, and we meet with those volunteers. And then as a staff and as a fair board, we sit down and help use that information to make plans for the next year. So fair is really an ongoing process behind the scenes in figuring out where we go, what our next step is, how do we spread the word about it. I talk about open class a lot. It's kind of one of those best-kept secrets of fair, and just really encourage folks. It's a great way for any of us to showcase an item that we've made, a picture that we've taken. Our photography department this year was enormous. We had, oh my goodness, I don't know what the total count is now, but I want to say we had right close to 100 photos that were entered this year. It filled up 2 full walls of photos.
That's a gallery exhibition right there.
That's a great way to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, an extension agent's work is never done, it sounds like, even when the fair is over. So now you get to start planning next year.
Exactly.
Well, with that, we'll go ahead and let you get on with your day, but we appreciate your taking some time to talk with us, and thank you for the updates.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You as well. Catch up with you next time. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.